I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The City of Toronto has begun its full-fledged efforts to get children ages 5 to 11 vaccinated against COVID-19. Five city immunization clinics will open to children on November 25th. The city is ensuring that each clinic will be kid-friendly, with each child getting a superhero vaccine clinic passport. While children and parents wait in the clinics, there will be coloring sheets, activities, and a superhero selfie station, according to a recent press release. So far, more than 31,000 appointments have been booked, out of the 49,000 appointments made available this week by the city. Toronto Mayor John Tory announced the new initiatives at a press conference at the Metro Toronto Convention Centre on November 24th.
Tried to do very hard under the leadership of Councillor Cressy, the chair of the Board of Health, who's here, and Dr. Davila, and the whole team of people from the city and from Toronto Public Health and everywhere else, is to make this as kid-friendly and fun. I mean, an experience as it possibly can be for kids. And just watching yesterday, these kids who were brave and they hardly batted an eye at the whole experience. Actually, there was one child who shed literally one or two tears. And I think in his case, it was only because there were politicians and the media present. And I'll make no further comment on that. But the experience of vaccination, because there was a distraction, because there was a bit of fun, because there was coloring materials and lollipops and all that kind of thing, I think it went very well. And hopefully that'll be an experience that repeats itself over and over again. We're happy to be here to show the public how we have prepared for kids aged 5 to 11 to get vaccinated and make sure that it is as good an experience for them as possible, fun and positive. And I want to thank all the staff from all the different organizations involved for the work that they've done to produce that result. That is why we have here superhero selfie stations. We have stickers, we have coloring materials, we have animal prints, we have superhero vaccine clinic passports at all of the city-run clinics. And I think we could see from our experience on opening day that it made a difference, and I'm sure it will continue to make a difference. The kids that got vaccinated here yesterday were the first kids in Canada, and we're proud of that, but we want to join in this great national effort to make sure that all of these kids aged 5 to 11 get vaccinated across the country. The kid content helped, and to that extent, if there are other cities or towns across the country that we could make available the electronic versions of what we did with these passports and other things, we'd be happy to do that in order to help them make their campaigns as kid-friendly as possibly could be the case. More kids will be vaccinated today, and of course more will even more will start getting their vaccines tomorrow in our city-run clinics, in school clinics, which also start on Thursday, and in hundreds of pharmacies and doctor's offices where that effort is now underway. It's good to see that a lot of families want to get their kids vaccinated as soon as possible. More than 31,000 appointments were booked yesterday, and that is great news. It was a response that surpassed even the beginning expectations and, of course, caused more appointments to be opened up. There are about 200,000 kids aged 5 to 11 in our city of Toronto, and we already have a huge number of kids as a result of 31,000 appointments being booked that are on track to get their first dose. And the result of that was to open up even more appointments. So we have available between now and December the 11th, 17,987 appointments. And that number is probably going down by the minute, but that's how many we have now. So there is no problem in going online or going on the telephone to book one of those appointments. And when you add it up, that will represent in the first couple of days, a total of 50,000 COVID-19 vaccine appointments for kids in our five city run clinics alone over the next 2.5 weeks. So just the city-run clinics, which is five of hundreds of clinics that will happen in schools, pharmacies that will be available, doctor's offices, and other places in the community, we have 50,000 signed up for appointments between now and the next 2 weeks, next 2.5 weeks in our very own city clinics. And so this is terrific news for the safety and well-being, first and foremost, of those kids, the safety and well-being in our collective health, but also things like keeping the schools open and trying to finally put this nasty pandemic behind us. So I want to, beyond thanking the staff and all the people that have made that possible, I want to thank the families, because they've obviously given this a lot of consideration since they heard the news that a vaccine was about to be approved. And by the way, if you think back to the fact that approval took place last Friday, and here we are, just a few days later, with the vaccination program well underway and tens of thousands of people who've signed up to have their kids vaccinated. And I want to say to the kids, not all of them will necessarily be watching the news, but to the extent that they are, or to the extent the parents can tell them, thank you. Because the ones we've seen so far are brave. They're doing something that makes them superheroes, and that's really important. These vaccines are effective and they're safe. And if you want to look, you need look no further than very near to us, where millions of kids already have been safely vaccinated. And that's exactly what we're going to do here with the cooperation of kids and their families.
Further, Toronto Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Eileen Davila, commented on the importance of getting all children vaccinated and helping the city reach its goal of fully vaccinating 90% of eligible residents.
The goal has always been to get as many people vaccinated as is humanly possible. We have actually, I think, all had the opportunity to experience the benefit of vaccination. We are all enjoying a little more freedom and the activities that we have missed so much over the last 20 months. And I can offer this to the public, that the more we are able to ensure that the greatest proportion of the population possible that's actually getting the protective benefit of vaccine, the sooner we will be able to return to many of the activities we've missed over the last several months now, and the better off we will all be, both as individuals and as a community writ large. You know, by protecting each one of ourselves through vaccination, we actually end up protecting everybody around us and our community writ large. So I'd like to think that those who might have some issue with it, keep that in mind and remember that it's just as much for them as it is for the individuals who are sitting or who make the trip and effort to come to one of these clinics. I would say that, you know, we have a professional group of people here who have worked very, very hard over the course of the past several weeks to ensure that we are offering, you know, a good clinical environment, so a clinically safe environment, but one that's also welcoming and fun, given that we are talking about children who are 5 to 11 years of age. We, of course, want to make sure that these environments are clinically safe as well for those who are older than that. That's absolutely key to a healthcare environment. But over and beyond that, over and above that, we'd also have had lots of conversations with security people. We certainly have had connections with our provincial counterparts, whether it's the Ontario Provincial Police and those who are part of the ministry service. We have colleagues at Toronto Police Service who offer us good advice on how to provide, you know, a secure environment. And we trust them in respect of their expertise on public safety. So I think that, you know, I can simply commend the team here. And I know our Team Toronto partners as well have had this consideration at top of mind, but all towards making sure that we're offering a good environment for people and to get this important vaccine and to get us to the other side of this pandemic.
Toronto is currently running 5 children vaccine clinics in the following locations: the Metro Toronto Convention Centre, Cloverdale Mall, Scarborough Town Centre, Mitchell Field Community Centre, and Woodbine Mall. In addition, school-based mobile clinics are also starting on November 25th. Parents, caregivers, and students will receive clinic information directly from their school when a clinic is available to them. The Pfizer vaccine has been approved by Toronto Public Health to be administered to children between 5 to 11. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.